WJTL, that's Terry, and honestly, we just need Jesus. Seven time down, the one I'm running to. Hey, good morning, it's 7:20.
Yes, good morning. We have a winter weather advisory today until 1 p.m. We're seeing some heavy snow this morning that is, you know, making it hard to see the road, so make sure you be careful out there. Make it see 2 to 5 inches possible. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low of 27, and for winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 36, currently 32 in Lancaster.
Our special guest, Kathy Rosallo, has been a WJTL volunteer and listener for many years. You might know her from helping with the Christmas cookie sale or a dozen other organizations that she volunteers for and works with throughout the area. But today, Kathy is repping Feed My Starving Children. Good morning again, Kathy.
Good morning, Fred.
It's a delight to have you here. Coming up in April, you guys are going to be packing 300,000 meals. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yes. On April 4th to the 7th, we'll be packing 300,000 meals. There'll be roughly 1,500 volunteers. I like to call it the missions trip in a minivan.
Fun. So where are the meals going throughout the world?
We don't know exactly where this particular batch of meals will go until after they actually head there. But over these last number of years that we've done this, we've packed more than 2.5 million meals right here in Lancaster County. Wow. And those have gone to places like Somalia, Haiti, Malawi, Dominican Republic, Belize, Jamaica, Poland, and many other places.
So tell us again about the bag that you're making of the food stuff. What all is in it?
Sure. The bag actually contains a mixture of rice, soy, vegetables, and vitamins. And it is perfectly balanced to help someone who, for these people, this might be their only meal of the day. So a lot of school feeding programs use these meals. And it, of course, incentivizes kids to get to school because,
that's where
you know what, that might
fed.
Be the only meal you'll have.
And you said basically 29 cents for one of the bags. Is that how it works?
It's 29 cents per meal. Each bag has about 6 meals in it.
Oh, okay.
And, but yeah, so if you think about it, if you take your family to a sit-down restaurant like ours, a family of six, you know, we go for my son's birthday, we spent about the amount of money that we could feed one child for an entire year.
That's,
you know, you're talking
amazing.
About $100.
That is amazing. So you're looking for volunteers for April 4th through the 7th. Where are you guys meeting again?
We're going to be at the Willow Street Mennonite Church. You don't have to be Mennonite. You don't even necessarily have to be a believer. We'll invite everybody in.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a great organization. It is a Christian organization. We will pray over these meals before they depart. But, you know, the meals can go to anybody, and the meals will be you know, packed by anybody, all kinds of denominations. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
And I'm imagining you have a bunch of groups that probably help too.
We have groups that come in from everything from a small group at a church to maybe the youth group comes in with a lot of spunk and energy. We've had friends from Milton Hershey School come in and help.
Yeah.
We've had retired folks come in. We've had some The Way of Jesus School. They've sent in a team. We've even had, believe it or not, a large family and extended friends from Virginia.
Wow.
And they one time said, because of the their background and stuff, they are there because Paul took his journeys in the biblical times. They literally traced the roots of faith back to Paul.
Wow, that's amazing. So if you would want to help volunteer, you're taking ages 5 to 105.
Yes.
So if they want to help, how can they sign up?
They can sign up on the website. It's fmsc.org, and you'll search under, if you click on volunteer, you can search under the nationwide mobile packs for Pennsylvania, and we're one of, I think, 5 that are currently listed right now. So yeah, it's April 4th to the 7th. We'll take anybody.
Wow. It's amazing to think about the you said 2.5 million meals that have been sent out from this area to feed people all over the world. You know, our area has such a rich history of volunteerism, philanthropy. I mean, people really do want to help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's an opportunity for you. Feed My Starving Children is having their mobile packing April 4th through the 7th. It's happening at Willow Street Mennonite Church, fmsc.org. 1,500 volunteers. That's a lot of volunteers.
It is, but you would be surprised at how quickly people sign up because it's only 2 hours. I mean,
right.
You can sacrifice 2 hours on a Friday evening or on a Saturday morning. You know, it's a piece of cake.
Come, bring your friends, bring your youth group, bring your family. April 4th through the 7th at Willow Street Mennonite Church, a chance for you to help feed starving children all over the world. Check it out online, fmsc.org. Kathy, always great to have you here at the station.
Thank you, Fred.
Back to the music we go. Here's Matthew West, You Change My Name on WJTL.